Hey, beautiful life, Om Shanti. It's 4:55 p.m. here in Hyderabad, and I'm so happy that I could set up the PFT machine on my laptop and successfully do a PFT test. So now I am happy that I can do a PFT test. Not only that, I'm also learning how to analyze the graphs that are generated in the PFT test. So that's also another interesting aspect of it. Perhaps I might just see if there's a course online to analyze the tests of PFT so that I can master it. But nonetheless, I know around 80% of the results and how to analyze that. Only the graphical representations are something that I need to look into. Well, today my day started pretty late. I woke up at around 6 a.m. today. And that's because yesterday, by the time I reached home, it was around 11:30. And by the time I hit bed, it was around 12 a.m. already. And I wanted to make sure that I am well rested for the rest of the day. So yesterday, after recording the podcast, we went to play basketball for some time with the kids, basically just having a little bit of fun and banter playing basketball. And after that, came back at around 5:15, 5:20-ish, and we got ready to go to Old City to have some authentic Hyderabadi food. And we took the metro, you know, at around 6 o'clock, I think, yeah, 6:15. Reached Mozam Jahi Market. We got down at Gandhi Bhavan, and Mozam Jahi Market is just 100 meters away from this metro station. And we had the famous ice cream there. So after having ice cream, we then took a rickshaw to Old City. So we got down at Nayab. Nayab is a small joint near Charminar. And there we had Haleem, we had Beja Fry, and we had Malai Paya Soup along with the Hyderabadi Naan. Now the Hyderabadi Naan is slightly different. It's mainly rectangular shaped, and with it looks like pizza only. But yeah, it's slightly different from the normal bread that you get. So the kids liked that bread. They didn't like the Beja Fry though. They ordered chicken 65. And Seema and I had the Paya Soup as well as the Beja Fry. And Haleem. I took a couple of spoons of Haleem. But somehow, I do not know, I didn't feel like eating Haleem at all. It was too, maybe... because my dinner time was over or what, I do not know. But yeah, I was already full by the time I finished with the Beja Fry and the Paya Soup. And then from Nayab, we then walked towards the Old City. So near the Old City, we reached, 15-20 minutes walk, we reached... this Nimra Cafe. Now, Nimra Cafe, I have old memories of Nimra Cafe. We used to cycle around and stop at Nimra Cafe to have chai and Osmania biscuits. And so I had a cup of tea and ordered 4 Osmania biscuits. And the only one to give me company was the little kid, Sharan. So after having a cup of tea, the other kids, they wanted to have lassi. And so Seema said she knows a better place called Agra Mithai Wala. And so we walked to Agra Mithai Wala. We had lassi. I was overloaded already by that time. I just couldn't eat or feel like eating anything. I had the lassi, and though we ordered only half lassi, still it was just a bit too much for me at least, and Seema. So we were not hungry, but the kids were hungry. They wanted to have chicken biryani. And so from there, before we went to Shadab, we had to buy a few stuff like the sevaiya. The sevaiya that you get in old cities are very nice and thin and crispy. You know, it's very good for making kheer. So we brought that. And then what else did we buy? Yeah, we brought, I think we brought mangoes also, kacha mango kairis. Those two things we brought from there. And then we went to Shadab. And Shadab, we ordered two chicken biryanis. By the time we finished, it was already around 10:15ish or so. And then from there, we had this meetha paan. The meetha paan was too sweet, you know, I just couldn't eat it. So I just spat it out. And then we took the rickshaw to the Gandhi Bhavan metro station. And we reached there around 10:40ish. And from there, we took the metro back home. And I had a car parked at the Miapur metro station. And that's how the day went. The other interesting thing was the little kid, Sharan, was, he had hidden his Pokemon cards. And he was very adamant that he needs his Pokemon cards back. And I was very adamant that he needs to write the names. You know, even if he uses Google or internet or search. So he tried his best not to write. But I didn't give up. And so he finally ended up writing 12 names of Pokemon cards that are there, and I gave it to him. I just wanted to have a simple exercise for him, you know, just to tell him that, you know, you need to, if you're whatever you're doing, you know, you need to know what you're doing, and you need to know the names also. And so that was a small little, you can say, childish game that I played with him. And then I went off to bed, and it was a pretty tiring day anyways. Then I did wake up at 3:30, but I said that's too early. I've not slept for even, 3 hours, and it's not nice. So I just forced myself again to hit bed, and then woke up at around 6 a.m. finally. And then started my morning routine, and my morning routine was the breathing workouts and other things. Today, I couldn't do any workout. I was basically working on getting this PFT thing set up and testing that. And also today's Ram Navami. So I had to go down for the puja and played badminton for some time. And that's about it. You know, we didn't do much. And the afternoon also, there was some lunch served, community lunch served, so had that as lunch. Came back, then had to drop, Seema's mom and Shravan and Saran and Shivu to Pune. So Seema's brother's kids are going back to Pune today, and so we had to drop them. They have their classes are starting on the 4th of April. They didn't want to go. They were having a very good time in Hyderabad, you know, with their cousins as well as us here. But yes, their schools are starting, so they had to leave. And then came back, took a short power nap, and then did the red light therapy and the breathing exercises. And then just about as I finished my breathing exercises, Seema called me that she's back in the metro, and I had to go and pick Seema and Diya up, and brought them home, and had my dinner around 4:30ish. Just finished off with my dinner, and now recording this podcast. So in short, the biggest highlight of the day was that I did the PFT setup as well as tested. I also wrote one section of a breathing exercise in the book. That's another thing. So overall, I would say a pretty decent day. You know, a lot of interactions, a lot of fun, as well as a little bit of work. Happy that the day has gone well. Now looking forward for tomorrow. Hopefully I should be in good state to do my track workouts and see how I'm performing on that. And yeah, that's all for now. Wishing all listeners a very happy Ram Navami. It's difficult to emulate Lord Ram, but definitely we should strive to be one, or at least imbibe some of the good qualities that he possessed, and try to live a life of love, dignity, and truthfulness. Here's Om Shanti to everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.